One of the leading charities in this country working to assist the homeless says it's seen a 43% rise in the number of people accessing its services. Focus Ireland is holding its annual conference in Dublin today and says austerity measures are putting more and more people at risk of homelessness. Let's hear more now from Joyce Lochnan, who's Focus Ireland's chief executive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this increase a continuing trend over recent years?
Absolutely. Since 2008, when the recession began, we've seen a progressive increase in the number of people seeking our help. And today we're having a conference. We have a conference every year. And the theme for today is to look at solutions to how can we deliver homes for people who are vulnerable in society, homes that they can afford and homes that are secure for the long term.
You mention in some of your material, which you've published today, that austerity is putting more and more people at risk. Are you seeing solid evidence of this?
Yeah, in 2011, we made a shift in our strategy to put a lot more emphasis on helping prevent people from becoming homeless. And we're now bearing the fruit of that in terms of how many people are approaching us for advice and information and support. And we certainly would encourage anybody in the public who would be vulnerable to becoming homeless to contact us, either through our website or on our Dublin number 671-2555. There's a lot of people out there who are very vulnerable because of the recession and austerity measures to losing their homes.
And there is a reality that anybody can find themselves homeless. This isn't refined to any one category.
Absolutely. And today we're going to be presenting some research that we've done in terms of some families that we've been working with in Dublin in particular. There's been 173 families recently become homeless this year. And that's double the number that we were experiencing last year. So we're now finding about 16 families every month becoming homeless. And that's, you know, 5 children every week are losing their homes. And coming up to Christmas now, we really would appeal to people to realise how serious this issue is and how essential it is that we have homes delivered and the supply of housing be increased. And that's what we're exploring today.
You're speaking about solutions, you say, and yet on this programme over recent months, we've heard about empty local authority housing units. And also, if one casts their mind back to around 2 years ago, there was a promise, I seem to recall, of something like 2,000 NAMI units being delivered. How many of those have been delivered?
Absolutely. Today we're looking with NAMA, with the local authorities, with the Housing Finance Agency. We're looking at rental solutions, anywhere where we can get delivery of homes and increase accessibility to homes, because we aren't seeing delivery of those 2,000 units from NAMA. There are a lot of void properties that are owned by the local authorities that need to be renovated and be made fit for purpose. So there are opportunities out there. We're also exploring solutions from Europe. We're looking at whether we should establish a social rental agency. We're looking at whether we should change our constitution to have a right to a home in our constitution. So we are definitely looking at ways and means to solve the problem and increase the supply of homes.
Are you aware of any of those 2,000 NAMA units which were promised being delivered?
Unfortunately, Focus Ireland hasn't had the opportunity to avail of any of them. Speaking from our own experience, the process is incredibly complicated and it's very inefficient. 3 years on that NAMA has been in existence, we haven't yet been able to get access to any of those units to provide homes to the most vulnerable people in society who are homeless today.
What's the difficulty?
A lot of bureaucracy, a lot of complexity from a legal perspective. So unfortunately, at the end of the day, we haven't had delivery of homes. We're seeking to deliver homes to people who are the most vulnerable in society.
You're talking about 173 families. You're seeing 16 families a month becoming homeless. How many units would you need to deal with the long-term homeless people you are aware of?
So one of the things we're going to try and agree today at the conference is what is the need. And there's always a lot of arguments about numbers. We'd rather just talk about individual families, real people who need real homes. As part of the strategy to end long-term homelessness by the end of 2016, we estimate there must be at least 3,000 homes that are needed to address. Some of these families have been in B&Bs for over 10 years. The majority of them have been there for more than 2 years. So if people can try and imagine what it would be like to live in a B&B for that length of time, it's just appalling. So we have to get delivery of homes. A lot of our work is preventing people from becoming homeless. We wouldn't be able to do that without the support of the public. It's all funded by public donations. If people want to support us, if they could contact us on 1850 204 205. We really appreciate all everybody's help.
Okay, Joyce Lucknan, Focus Ireland Chief Executive. Thank you for coming in to us this morning.